Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Song.
Okie doke.
I suppose we'll just be denigrated for saying what we've been saying. The Vikings are the lousiest 7-1 team I've ever seen in my life.
But in their defense, and I keep saying it in their defense, the NFL, as it is currently constructed for 90, well, there's that bottom six and there's the top two. Everybody else, with 5 minutes to go, we don't know who's going to win. They're all close. And in this case, the Vikings have figured out a way to win the last 5 minutes six times. Green Bay. We thought the Green Bay victory was noble.
Signature.
Yeah, signature. Now, by the way, who called that? The only guy in America that told you Green Bay was going to be about 7-10. They won't even be that good. I was ripping them from the beginning because you could see in Rodgers' face he only came back for the money.
100%.
Yeah, because when they took Devontae away from him, he knew they stunk, but he came back for the money. So... anyway,
he looks terrible.
Oh, they had drives of like 88, 60 something, and 50 something, and he threw three interceptions.
I mean, he physically looks terrible.
Yeah,
his face looks
terrible. Well, it's because he's been smoking that hookah from Peru or some damn thing. What the hell is it?
Ayahuasca.
He's got the wonder drug that...
It's making his eyes bug out.
Moon over Miami or whatever his girlfriend's name is has been feeding him. If I was them, I would say, Aaron, you'll be the backup the rest of the year. We're going to see if the kid's got anything and then... And then if he does, we're going to release you and take a $45-50 million salary cap hit, and you go off and find yourself another job. Mm-hmm. But maybe Love can't play. But are they booing him yet in Lambeau?
Well, they haven't played at home for a few weeks.
Where was that game? In Detroit.
In Detroit. Yep.
That's Detroit. One of their wins this year, isn't he? Said I own you or something.
Yeah.
Because he'd won like 13 out of 14, even lost to Detroit. But
just got ejected from game.
Well, he's happy today.
Oh, can you imagine Detroit down today?
Did they even let him back in the park?
That's true. Well, remember, he said he's never coming back to this dump.
I think he lied, though. Yeah. I think he might have lied. But anyhow, it's amazing. 7-1, and they...
To Buffalo?
How often? Oh, yeah. People are comparing it to some of Bud's teams. 70-71 when they didn't have a quarterback, and mm-hmm. they really did win ugly most of the time. Maybe you can compare it to that. You can't compare it to the Super Bowl
teams. Kid, though, for the Washington team Commanders that caused the penalty on the field goal at the very end of the game, mm-hmm. that kid should be out of a job.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about the but the coach is a dummy, too. He's running
Rivera.
Trick plays. And what are they doing?
I don't know.
Run the clock. You know?
I don't think enough was made of the Bears quarterback setting the historic rushing record for quarterbacks.
Well,
Justin Fields, that is his name?
Yes, and he can run a hell of a lot better than he can pass, so he might as well do that.
178 yards.
Is that the record?
That's the all-time quarterback rushing record.
You know
record.
What record it beat?
Vinny?
Michael Vick at the Metrodome in 2000.
When he had the runoff. Or the,
in
the
overtime.
Walk, the walk-off.
Yes.
But
where two of our guys ran ever, into each other.
Nothing will ever come. Most yardage ever accumulated based on actual running talent was Vinny Testaverde against the Vikings in Tampa, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. He ran for over 100 yards against them, which more than he ran for in his career. It was unbelievable that day. I was there. That was, I believe, the game where Mike Lynn got, they were 1-6, and then they got to be 6-6 or 5, and then Lynn decided they had a shot, and he went down to Orlando to, he set them all down to Orlando for 4 or 5 days to get ready for that Tampa Bay game, and then they stunk it out, got beat. That team, I think they ended up 6-10. That was where Burnsy, though, that's where we famously got Burnsy up in the hotel room to ask him questions, and the bad Merrill Swanson, that was so long ago, Merrill Swanson was the, you know, the PR public guy. Relations director, and he had a bathtub full of beer. And when the beer was gone, Burnsy comes out of the boys' room and says, "When the beer's gone, the BS stops, boys." And he started hauling ass down the hallway, and we had never asked him a question about the actual practice or anything. So anyway, yeah, that was Vinny rambling that day was unbelievable. But yeah, hey, they absolutely have a big chance to play the number set to be the 2 seed and play at home. Mm-hmm. You know, and Philadelphia didn't play all that good this week. Philadelphia is probably going to go 14-3. I don't know. They might get to go play Buffalo without Josh Allen.
Yeah.
He's got a
Did
bad
he get hurt?
Shoulder,
he hurt.
Right?
Elbow.
Yeah. As lucky as they've been, they would have lost in Miami, but Tua didn't play.
Right.
And if they go to Buffalo and get to play against their old pal Case Keenum, that'll be something. But they proved yesterday they can make it a battle against anybody. Because that team is punchless.
Oh my God!
And yet they had a fighting chance to lose the first.
The Commanders.
Oh God, is it? They hate that nickname in Washington.
Hey, it's not that bad.
And they all it's too long. You know, there's no short. There's no way you can shorten it.
The Mandies.
The Commies is what I call them, but they won't put that in the headline. So I don't know what the hell they're calling them in the headline.
The C's.
They like the WTF, the people there, the WFT. They a lot of people said, keep with the Washington football team. Just call them the WFTs. So the best nickname could have been the Red Tails, which was a World War II black fighter pilot thing. Wouldn't have had to change anything. You could have had a nice buzz bomb plane as your logo. It would have been fantastic. You wouldn't have to change the colors. Those unis make me puke.
Are they black?
I don't know what they are.
I think they were. Did you see the asking price that Mr. Snyder set on his football team?
Over 3?
Keep going.
4?
Keep going. $7 billion
well, you're not
gonna
is get his seven asking billion.
Price. You're not going to get 7.
The Broncos just went for 4.8, I believe?
Yeah, but he's got a crap stadium.
I know. And I think he set it that high because he knows no one's going to be able to meet that asking price.
I think he wants. I do think he probably wants out now because he's, you know, you can't go around world enjoying the fact everybody hates you, right?
Well,
I mean, can you? I mean, it's 50%. Okay, that's fine. But everybody,
what are they hating for? Because of the Redskins team?
Just what he's done.
He's pretty much a slime ball.
He's franchise, you know, having a staff that chase the help down the hallways and just everything.
That'll happen.
You know what he had? A bad culture.
He had the bad office culture. Yes, he could. He could have had, you know.
Are you happy with the World Series result?
Yes, I'm. I would have taken either team. I have no problem with Houston winning. Anybody who hasn't gotten over that should grow up. That was 5 years ago, and they popped right up and won five. Well, they slipped a little in 2020, but then they had the good fortune of playing the Twins. In the little 2-game playoff there and beat them both times.
Whoever is in charge of their head scout or talent, that's the guy you need to spend $10 million to get him into your organization.
You know that a lot of these pitchers. Fran Muir, a lefty, and they signed him when they were 20, 21 years old. They sent somebody who was smart enough, probably the previous guy that they got fired in the scandal. But they sent a scout down there and said, listen, look for the 19 and 20 and 21-year-olds that got overlooked when they didn't get signed when they were 16, 17, 18.
Sure.
Go get the bargains for $5,000. The guys who can still, who can pitch, but they're stuck down there, you know, not even pitching for a team. And they signed a bunch of those guys. They signed 8 or 9 of them, and 3 or so are on the team.
They let Correa walk, and the kid that replaced him won the World Series MVP.
They got a better shortstop. They knew he was coming. So
his dad is Geronimo Pena?
Yes.
I did not know that until the World Series.
Did we have him?
Who's Geronimo Pena?
He played an infielder, for kind of an extra infielder for a lot of teams.
I can't remember if he played here or not. I'm going
to
look that up.
Can we get back to football for just a second?
Sure, let's go.
This idiot, that this referee is a picture of him laying down here.
Oh, my God.
Don't let him be a ref anymore.
No.
Get rid of this moron.
He kept every step the defensive back made, he took another step towards him. You know, you got to stay out of the way. But what's he doing in the middle of the field?
Are those people approachable? Can the media talk to refs?
You can get us. The chief guy can speak if he agrees to.
I'm sure
you can't go down and say,
when I talk
hey,
to that idiot,
can
who
I
fell down.
Talk to the moron that, that get led to a Washington touchdown.
You know? How would Sidney have handled that referee?
Well, Sidney's the reason you can't talk to him anymore. Because Armin Terzian was in there looking like a Revolutionary War soldier with a bandage around his head, and Sid's in screaming at him about how I cost the Vikings the Super Bowl. And after that, they went to the pool report.
40 years ago.
Before then, you could pound on the door and say, hey, we want to talk to
dummy,
the
get over
official.
Here.
We want to talk to the officials. Sid was the guy sitting there bleeding, coming
Armin
out.
Armin Terzian.
Yeah, Armin Terzian. He's laid out, and Sid's yelling at him for costing the Vikings a trip to the Super Bowl. It was great. I was in the Dallas locker, you know, the visiting clubhouse at the Joe can appreciate this because he was in there. But Met Stadium baseball visiting clubhouse is what? The size of what?
This room.
Probably this whole thing.
Yeah.
And they put an NFL football team in there after the NFC title game.
Wow.
And that's where I went in there first for the visitors, and we were kind of talking to Drew Pearson and everything, and all of a sudden, here comes the guys from the other locker room. The Vikings say you cheated and blah, blah, blah. Well, we saw the guy get hit with the whiskey bottle, but that was just a madhouse.
You know where I was going when that happened?
Where?
I was going to Mock's house.
Oh, you were
in the desert, and that's when he wouldn't let me in the house. Talk to me through the screen.
Oh, you weren't covering the game?
I was in L.A. for the Rose Bowl and some other stuff.
Yeah.
Huh.
And, I was just a Twins beat. What year? 70.
77, I thought.
77. Yeah, I was a Twins beat writer, and then during the offseason, they'd have me do the Visitors Clubhouse at the locker room at Met Stadium. And I didn't have many victories back then. You know, I very seldom was in a victorious locker room. But in that case, it was. And then chaos ensued as Sid, the other guys came in and were screaming at him about cheating and stuff. It was unbelievable. They had an entrance that was 8 feet wide, right? Yeah. That hallway. Yeah. That's where the coach would do his interview.
Yeah.
Out there like this, you'd be there right near the little thing, you know, you'd be squeezed in. It was unbelievable.
So if Mock saw you today with the sneezing fit you had during Garage Logic,
chance.
He would have made you stay outside again.
Right. No chance. Right. Meanwhile, he's in there pounding a heater while you're worried about his health. You know?
Somebody put up, and I don't know if it was the Twins Almanac account, but about him throwing the bats out of the dugout over the weekend.
I saw it twice, once in Texas and once in Fenway. The Fenway one, the ones in Texas was pretty famous, but the one in Boston might have been even better because he dumped them out there, and boom, boom, boom. I never got to see him dump the food. I was never in there but he was big on dumping the food.
After a bad
loss. What would he think of what's happened with the replays?
What would bother him the most? The pitching changes, probably. Can you imagine him? I mean, he'd bring in relief ace Tommy Johnson with two outs in the third and ask him to finish the game. Right. You know, Bill Campbell pitched 162 innings as his closer. That was he would have had a hard time adjusting to the fact that we got to refresh those arms. He was he would not have done well.
What's the consensus with overall time of play? Were we happy with the effort?
Yeah, there are a couple of long.
That's what I thought too. I didn't notice much of a difference.
Of them were fairly there was one under 3 hours, right?
Wasn't I think so.
Game Saturday two? Wasn't that bad.
No.
I was otherwise occupied at the fight, so I didn't see much. But then when I got home, I watched the fight on the last fight on Showtime. We can talk about that in a minute. But
did you see Verlander after he had pitched game? Would that have been game five? He pitched in Philly,
the first World Series win, right?
Correct. Yeah. So he gets pulled after the sixth, I believe. Then he cheers him on.
No, he only went five.
Well, whatever he did. So he comes out after the game is over, and he's being interviewed, I think it was by Verducci. And he said, yeah, I went up and had a couple of beers, and boy, am I. He was in a great mood after the game.
Well, plus Kate was on the road with him.
I don't blame him whatsoever.
No, although they were probably jumping on a plane after the game.
Could have been.
Flying.
Back to Houston.
Flying to Houston, yeah. So he was... Yeah, I'm glad. You know, he's slam dunk first ballot Hall of Famer, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Geronimo Pena spent 6 years with the Redbirds and then 1 year with Cleveland in 96. He never played for the Twins.
Well, his son is a better player than he is.
I'll say.
That's we got that one done. We got that. And the Gophers, mighty victory over once mighty Nebraska. They don't have those guys, those superstars driving around with the curb field, the rim with the curb fielder, Mike Rozier. Rozier, yes. They had Rozier, Gill, and Gill and Irving Fryer on the same offense. The budget for that, those standards, had to be.
It was a new car he drove around the building.
Yeah, the name, image, and likeness for they were way ahead of time. For
you ever hear that story? I'm in Nebraska. Who were they playing?
The Gophers? Probably going to play the Gophers, and you were there to do some advance.
So I got to do a thing, and I'm talking to Rozier, and he said, well, I'll talk to you, but I'll meet you over here.
Mm-hmm.
He goes outside, he gets in a car, drives around the building, comes in that door.
And but I'm a still, rib, right? A big rib with curb feelers, big Buick rib,
wait
which
a minute.
Was the car. Then.
I'm thinking, wait a minute, you were just standing here. Now you're standing here.
Yeah.
He had to drive around the building and come in the other door.
Yeah, he wanted to get his car over there so when he finished the interview, he could be ready to leave. Yeah. And I don't think they were going to give Mike a parking ticket back then.
Probably
he was
pretty
allowed. That was the team that edged our – that was probably a year after they edged our boys 84-13. No, wait, a year before it might have been because that team went 84 – no, yeah, that was the team that lost the Orange Bowl, but maybe the best team ever. And they lost.
Is this
lost
the oddest wild schedule you've ever seen? Why are you getting a week off in the middle of the season?
I don't know. What is that?
It's ridiculous.
You know, people are talking about all their injuries up front with their forwards, and I'm saying, okay. We talked about all the Twins injuries, and people said, the injuries don't count. Everybody gets injuries. So, you know, what the heck? Does that make a difference here? But they could use some power forwards, so. The big Jordan Greenway, is he going to turn into Buxton? What's the deal? He never plays. Was he going to come back and then he didn't come? Did he come back for a half of 10 minutes or something? I don't know. They'll be fine. It's 16 team makes the play. You know what? It's great to be in a sport where it doesn't make any difference if you're the 1 seed or the 16 seed. If you're hot,
you got a chance.
Yeah, and the road. It used to be we had to get that home ice, Joe.
Yeah.
Home ice doesn't mean anything anymore.
Well, plus, I didn't panic in the beginning of the year. It was too early to get worried about anything.
Yeah, they were giving up a lot of goals, but you know that it's mathematically impossible to keep giving up 6 or 7 goals every game.
Well, they listen to you. They tighten
her
up.
It took a while for the flower to get loosened up.
They tighten her up at their own end.
That's right.
Tighten it up at their own end.
You are a hockey savant.
That's right. Meanwhile, the Gopher hockey team sweeps Notre Dame before disappointing crowds, and all we get is the, oh, we missed the WCHA. So you wish Colorado College had been in town here instead of Notre Dame. You frauds. You know what their problem is, the money, amount of money they're charging now.
I agree.
The guys in the bar jackets from East St. Paul ain't coming over at 50.
What are they getting for a Gopher ticket?
Well, they plenty, like $40.
Yeah, they're charging probably $40, $50.
Really?
Yeah.
You can go to a Mankato game for 20, right?
Get out of my head. That's exactly what I was just going to say. Because, right? You know, we did we sweep your Tommies over the weekend? I know we won Friday night. I think we won Saturday night,
tough.
Too.
Tommies played them close, though. Tommies are getting better.
They are, yeah.
They're going to – hockey, they're going to be okay.
And okay, explain to me why – what is St. Thomas as a Division I team, what are they limited to in postseason?
They cannot participate even as individuals – in other words, they're track runners, they're cross-country runners, and individual golfers cannot participate in NCAA tournaments for the first 5 years.
Really?
So the football team will get a nice trophy for winning the Pioneer Football League,
right?
But they can't go play in the playoffs where it's, you know.
So the, so their their season is it.
Yep.
There's and, no postseason.
Yeah, the really, what's really... A, they it's 4 years if you move from Division II. They decided because they're moving from Division III to throw another one. The Tommies have appealed, and they'll probably make it 4 years instead of five.
Okay, but let's say the 4 years are up. They win the Pioneer Conference. They go into the postseason. They're not playing Alabama, are they?
I mean, no, they're playing North Dakota State and those FCS teams. There's only the Pioneer League's been sending teams to the playoffs 13, 14 years, and they won twice because they don't have scholarships.
So what championship could they win in the postseason?
In football?
Yeah.
Well, if a non-scholarship team were to win the FCS championship, it would be a miracle.
Yeah.
But that's what, you know, the thing in Frisco, Texas, the North Dakota State fans basically have rent condos down there all year round because they know they're going to be there the first week in January. In North Dakota, that's the thing. North, what have they won? 7 out of 8?
Something like that.
Something
yeah,
like that.
But that's it. They run. Win that championship.
That's it. FCS. Yes. That's it. By the way, how about the Notre Dame coach who, with the Southern drawl, who we were all laughing about, and then he lost his opener at home to Mississippi State, right? He got killed. He beats Alabama.
He's
going to win the there's a chance LSU is going to win the best division and conference in college football, the SEC West.
The West. I'm sorry.
LSU and Georgia was a pretty good game. Over the weekend.
No, they played Tennessee.
That's what I meant.
Tennessee and Georgia. LSU beat Alabama.
LSU-Alabama is what I meant.
Went for two?
Yeah.
He knows that he's not going to stop Alabama from scoring touchdowns, so he might as well try to make 2 yards and 3 yards and win the game.
Pretty much said that in the post game too. Yeah. He basically said, "Well, we might as well try it now."
Yeah, right.
But the best was everyone said, "Where did his accent go?"
Yeah, right.
The tweets and stuff.
Hey, they're not mad at him anymore.
God no.
And the Notre Dame's come back and they beat Clemson. They lost to Marshall and Stanford, which is horrible.
Yeah, Stanford's bad.
And now they've won a bunch in a row and they just beat Clemson. So good for them. It's weird. You know what, our Gophers? Mm-hmm. Illinois lost.
Mm-hmm.
We could end up like in a five-way tie for the championship and have the right to go play Ohio State in the Big Ten. I don't know how they're going to do what the tiebreaker is going to be, but it's, you know, Illinois has now got two losses, and the Gophers only got three. So
my Mavs did sweep your Tommies. They only won 4-3 on Saturday night, but on Friday at St. Thomas, they did the home and home. It was 7-2. But as Pat was saying, if you got a kid that's a hockey fan, that's the best bargain in sports right now because it's really good hockey.
Okay.
I took the kid. It was $20. Nothing.
Okay, now we got to get to the fight at the Armory on Saturday night. I went to the weigh-in. I love weigh-ins. On Friday, and we finally had some taunting at the weigh-ins here that I've gone to have been way too kind to each other. Like, you know, you got to have, you've been to weigh-ins where they,
you got
to question everything about the guy, you know, because it's a chance to sell the last few pay-per-views was the thing,
right.
You know, if you were tried to What people don't realize, I was telling somebody this, Muhammad Ali invented taunting. Mm-hmm. Before that, the only place you could find it was pro wrestling until mm-hmm. Muhammad started it. Everybody was respectful to mm-hmm. their opponents. But there was a little, we had a couple of guys on the undercard who were really being abusive to one another at the weigh-in, and I like that. But the main event was this David Morrell Jr., a Cuban, defected, young guy, had about 100 amateur fights, but he came up here. He trained here originally. He won, I think he for his first six fights, he trained up here. And then they sent him down to Houston to train with Ronnie Shields, who's kind of a old trainer who's a tyrant, but he's done wonders with the kid. He's in great shape. And he's fighting this tough Kazakh guy from Kazakhstan.
Yeah, one of the Stan countries.
And it's an impossible Ados and then Yersana Bioli or something like that. And he's one of you just looking at him, you know. He wore one of those hats, by the way, too.
What are they?
At the weigh-in, one of those
Kazakhstan type hats.
Military, when they went into war. When they went into war, they yeah. wore these hats, you yeah. know, so they know who to shoot or right. something the other side. I don't know. But he wore at the weigh-in. And he was 20-0, but he'd only fought once outside of his the home country. But he was the WBA said he was the mandatory challenger, right? But you could tell he was going to be one of these tough guys who mm-hmm. just try to come in and let you hit him in the head and then hope he get inside and do some body damage. Well, Morrell looked great. And Morrell broke his nose in the second round, it mm-hmm. turned out. Just bleeding. I took Luke went. I took Luke with yeah. me, the 12-year-old grandson.
Why would you expose him to that?
Oh, I thought it would
toughen him up.
I thought it would give him a different view of life right. than he gets out there in Woodbury, you know, right? So but they had a ring doctor and looked at him and let him keep going. And then in the middle rounds, he hit some body punches. He was getting out punched 2-1, but he was hanging in there. And, you know, he had Morrell backing up a little bit. And then 9th, 10th rounds, Morrell took over again. 10th round, it was a 12-rounder. The guy was pretty much helpless. And his corner should have thrown in the towel. They right. didn't. The referee should have stopped the fight. He didn't. 12th round, he is getting pummeled. He got knocked down early. They could have stopped the fight there. They didn't. And then there's about 30
seconds. Was the crowd demanding the fight be stopped?
No. Not even the Showtime guys were demanding that the fight be stopped because they were so impressed with Morrell's fighting. But Morrell finally hit him with about a three-punch combination, and the last one was a right hook uppercut type of thing that just basically lifted the guy up and knocked him down. Ooh. And he's celebrating, and in the background you can see against the ropes, the guy's like holding himself up by being in the back of the ropes. So right at the end, I was watching Showtime by then, and right at the end, the Showtime says he's been we've learned that he's been taken to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So they put him in HCMC. Anyway, critical condition. Mm-hmm. Today he's they got him in there yesterday. I mean,
he's probably got brain bleeding.
He had brain bleeding is what the reports are. The guy, Dan Raphael, who's a great boxing writer, has reported that he had brain surgery for to stop brain bleeding. Jeez. Now, some other source quoted his Kazakhstan promoter is saying, he's not life-threatening, and they expect him to get out, but that's BS. He's in trouble. He's in grave condition, and Morrell is training in Houston now and living in Houston, but he hadn't left town. He wants to go see him in the eye. He wants to go visit him in the eye. They're not letting him go visit him in the hospital yet, but he wants to. But the kid, he might not make it. And they're supposed to have another card December 17th, not with Morrell on it, but they're supposed to have another card. It'll be interesting to see what occurs. His corner should have stopped it, and a ref should have stopped it. But,
is anyone pressing on that or demanding to know why it wasn't stopped?
Well, they're all ducking and weaving, and and boxing writers with a lot better sources than me have not you know, a lot of people are writing opinion pieces that it should have been stopped, but mm-hmm. not getting an explanation from either the ring doctor or the coroner or the referee as to why he didn't stop the fight. But I know that but when you have no when you've just fought a totally ineffective round like he did in the 10th and got pummeled, mm-hmm. and you have zero chance to win the fight, mm-hmm. and you want him to come back and fight another day, you got to say that's enough. Yeah. You can't let him get off the stool.
Right.
And it'll be they're supposed to have it. As I said, they're supposed to have another card December 17th. It'll the
who's promoting these in the Twin Cities?
Lately, it's always since they started has been Premier Boxing Champions, which is a guy named Al Heyman, runs them, and he was doing them on Fox, and he's kind of gotten Showtime has become the big hitter. Mm-hmm. HBO gave it up boxing, and Showtime has still become the big hitter, and they I think the last four fights have now been Showtime. They were Fox before that, but Premier Boxing Champions. And then Tom Brown Group was one of the promoters. He's hooked up with the Goosen family, you know, big boxing family. And then it's like all of them. There's four or five different people. Yeah. But the Armory is just taking the fights they give them, you know. Yeah. They had 4,300, decent crowd. And everybody was
what do they get for a ticket,
with
Pat?
Morale, but
$100.
Yeah, maybe some of them, I suppose, okay. But not. You can get in cheaper than that too. They get you in there. They can serve you a drink.
Oh,
have
I
you
bet.
Been in there?
Oh, I have not, but I know a lot
they
of people that have worked.
They got two
the
bars.
Mm-hmm. I've not been in there since they renovated.
Oh, it's cool. You won't recognize.
Why in the hell was I in there before they renovated it?
Probably for boxing in the 70s.
Something,
probably.
I don't know.
But the bars have got to be 60 yards long each. The food serving area is the size of this desk. And the bar serving area is the size of this building. You know? They know where the profit is. Liquor. And it is a great... And a couple of times Luke said to me, "What's that smell?" I said, "I believe it's a form of tobacco."
Yeah.
But you'll have that at your...
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah. They were talking all over the place.
Really?
It's, it's a great crowd. And there was one guy in front of us, big, kind of a burly, nice guy, had a girlfriend who was, like most boxing girlfriends, kind of ample.
Yeah.
But wearing clothes that was,
shouldn't have been
wearing.
She was
an 18 wearing 12s, clothes, the beautiful. I love those. But the jeans were screaming for mercy was wearing. But anyway, I can't hold on any longer.
What time is this over?
Yeah. Please don't move anymore. I can't take it. It's unbelievable. But this guy was great because there was one, the fourth fight from the finish. It was terrible. And somebody said, "The last round," and he yells, "Thank God!" And he was taunting him. And then a little later, there was another bad fight going on, and I said, the guy was walking back. I said, sir, and he looked at me like I said, "How come you're letting these guys get away with it? Why don't you get on them?" He says, "I'm gonna. They're terrible. This is a terrible fight." Boxing crowds, you've heard them, are great when they get mad at the fighters and want more action. But then they ended up getting too much action here. If this kid dies, it'll be interesting to see what the reaction is locally. If some bureaucrat will attempt to stop him or something, But they don't.
Or just tighten up the... Tighten up the play in your own end.
Yeah,
tighten
that's
up
right.
The rules for when you call it.
Yes, you got to get a little more cautious, But I don't know. I guess everybody was having such a good time they didn't pay any attention to how much trouble this guy was in. Mm-hmm. But then the finish, I don't know if he would have walked away if they'd stopped it
a minute earlier, but that last punch, if you see it, it's it. I mean, there's boom, big left that you thought was going to knock him down, and then kind of a couple more little jabs, and then this unbelievable right hand that just smashed him. I, you know, the Frazier guys, the father and son, were his trainers at first, and I was talking to them about morale, and they said, he's one of these guys, fight starts, and there are guys dancing around his opponent, and he's mixing it up with him and do it. And he said, about the second round, he'll hit him with his first straight shot. Mm-hmm. He said, the eyes will just go boom. Yeah. The guy's eyes will just pop wide open and say, oh, like, yeah. What the hell? So it would be great if he makes this guy his home. I don't know if he will. He'll probably end up in Vegas for more money and stuff like that. But because he's gonna be in the picture. He's only 24. He's gonna be in the picture for 8-9 years probably. Hmm. But it's gonna be something. If the kid dies, he's gonna have to live with it. You know, he's still in town waiting, as I said, waiting to see the guy at the hospital if he can. But anyway, it's too bad because
that's
really
a sour note to end on.
Boy, it is. But, yeah. You know. Now, HCMC confirmed to Paul Walsh, a reporter today, that they weren't saying anything last night, but that he's in critical condition.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, good luck to him.
Yes, I say that. Good
all
luck to them.
All right.
Get some of that Viking luck to this guy. Yeah, he could get panned off a little bit of that luck, Vikings. Come on. You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Your kids are back in school, and presumably that means homework. So why aren't you doing your homework? You have been with the same home and auto insurance company for years, probably, and those companies have only one agent who represents only one insurance company. You deserve more. You deserve options. Your insurance needs change as the years go by. Insurance companies' rates certainly change as the years go by. This is why the Canopy Group provides you with 16 options, not one. Don't tell your kids, but you can outsource your homework to the Canopy Group. They will teach you how they find the best insurance coverage for the best price, not only for today, but for each and every year. Contact the Canopy Group at 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com and let them do the homework for you.
It's here. Peloton's best offer of the season. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton tread. Choose from accessories like a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, yoga blocks, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. Hurry. Peloton's best offer of the season is here, but not for long. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Limited time offer cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.